broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Thursday. Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside Packer backer, Wisconsin backer, Kyle Wallace. What's going on, Kyle?
Got some
chips off?
No, croissant today.
Yeah, croissants do get a little messy.
They get very messy and flaky, but I stumbled into a grilled cheese croissant at the crib, and I had to bring it.
Not a fan of?
What is that?
Biscuits.
Really?
But you know what I became a fan of when I was in the South? Biscuits.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I don't know. It must be made better in
biscuits
the South.
Biscuits and gravy.
No, just like instead of butter and bread, you know, we just get like different types of bread here in the Midwest.
Yeah.
They gave biscuits and butter.
You're missing out. I love
biscuits. And it was
biscuit.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I'm right
fluffy,
there with you. Biscuits are a game changer. Game changer. Mm-hmm. A little crispy on the outside, soft on the inside. Warm.
The simplest thing in the world is bread and butter.
It is.
Oh, it really is.
And
it
is so good.
It's so good.
That's Brad Nordman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up.
You know, I got a haircut today, trying to make this buzz cut look a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, it does look a little better.
Thank you. I elected to not get the hair wash because I had worked out and I showered beforehand. So I was like, I'm good. I'm paying the price for that.
Mistake.
I got itchy hair all over me.
That's the worst.
Mistake.
Can I just mention how you both are going through an identity crisis with your hair right now?
It's true.
I'm not. Actually, I feel good about mine.
Just give it another 2 weeks.
Now, in another week, I'll clean it up.
Yeah, exactly.
And sharp again.
Yeah. You guys are in. You guys cut your hair for a great cause, and now you guys have identity crisis.
I am
That's
going
okay.
through it. Lexi's officially concerned that it won't grow back by the time the baby shower comes end of June.
It won't.
It's 5 weeks, but it hasn't grown in 4 weeks.
Damn,
so
it's
I'm
been
concerned.
4 weeks.
Yeah, it's been four
it
weeks.
Has been. I was.
Mine's there. Definitely growing faster than yours.
Mine's not growing fast. I usually would never have a problem. I swear, I cut it. It's like one of those things where like it's like a flower, and like you cut the stem too far, and it's not regrowing.
What if it's never going to grow back?
Like don't say that, Kyle.
I'm just
don't
I'm,
say don't my, don't my, even don't even say that.
I love my brother, but he got a haircut one time and moved his hairline back. Terrible haircut. Old guy cut his hair and messed it all up.
It never
was the same.
Never was the same.
Now he's bald.
Gosh.
Can you imagine? We're only 4 years apart. He's been bald for a decade. Yes.
Don't do anything crazy to your hair.
No. Papa Wallace got a good head of hair. Barely has any gray.
Wow.
I'm blessed.
After all you guys did to him?
He's blessed. All that smoking didn't cause him to have any gray hairs.
Amazing.
I don't want to say that smoking cigarettes doesn't cause gray hairs on the air because I don't have the research to support that, but that's from Kyle Wallace's mouth.
Usually people smoke because they're stressed.
Maybe that was his outlet, though, and it didn't go to his hair.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Or
or anything.
A lung specialist.
Yeah, exactly.
Alex Strofe running the show, UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Listening on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it if you have not. And see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. We have been of the camp year three for Jordan Love is the no-excuse year. No excuses. Obviously, the season has to play out. You hope he doesn't become injured. But it's been interesting having conversations with those who say great quarterbacks and elite quarterbacks find ways to productive when injured. And that's part of an evolution. But all in all, he has to be a guy to elevate this team. Per our conversation yesterday, we're asking, like, what needs to happen? Does Jordan Love need to be more consistent? Do they need to take back the North? Regardless, Jordan Love needs to be the best quarterback in the NFC North.
Yeah, he does. I mean, to me, I look at it and say, okay, it's year three of Jordan Love starting. He's in year two of mega contract Jordan Love. He's going to be 27 years old. I mean, that's the age that Favre and Rodgers was when they won a Super Bowl. Now, I'm not saying you have to go win a Super Bowl, but the next step, the next evolution for Jordan Love is to be the best quarterback in the NFC North. And he no longer has an excuse to not be that quarterback. One, I think he's capable. I think he is talented. I think he's got a great arm. He sees the field well. But he's also got Matt LaFleur that can help him, and they've tried to surround him with weapons. The biggest threat, I mean, let's get Caleb Williams out of there and let's get J.J. McCarthy out of there. I'm not worried about Jordan Love playing better than them. But Jared Goff, let's be honest, he's sort of been the reigning best quarterback in the division the last couple of years. But he no longer has Ben Johnson there to help him out. I think that is a significant step for him to be able to, you know, maybe regress, maybe stay the same, but no, but either way you slice it, Jordan Love has to be the best quarterback in the division this year and for years going forward, and we have to definitively say at the end of the year, yes, Jordan Love was a better quarterback than Jared Goff. There's no more excuses. You got Matt LaFleur, you got the weapons, you got the O-line, you got the running game, you got experience, you got the contract. Jordan Love. Now is the time. Assuming you're healthy, let's go and take back being the best quarterback in the division. The Packers owned that for 30 years. Haven't had it for the last couple. Now's the time.
No, I'm right there with you. Now is the time for Jordan Love to live up to the potential that we know that he has. Jared Goff is a very good quarterback, right? Like, we all kind of knock him because of the time in L.A., but Jared Goff, as Brad said, last year he was phenomenal. He was one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL last year. So it is a tall task to have him be the best quarterback in the NFC North, but we all believe that he has that ability. He got paid right after Jared Goff did and got more money for him. Why did he get more money than Jared Goff got? It's because of the potential we believe he has to be successful, that he has to elevate this organization, this franchise. He has all the tools that you need. He needs to tinker some things. He needs to be better with decision making, and we saw that in the second half where he was better with decision making, not throwing wild passes like he did in the playoff game against the Eagles. We need for him to be a more well-rounded quarterback, and with that comes more success. We know as Packers fans, it all starts with a quarterback position. The NFL knows in order to win championships, most teams have to have an elite quarterback. So for Jordan Love, at this moment in time, going into year three, if you are healthy this year, the expectations are through the roof. There's no more babying Jordan Love. There's no more making excuses for Jordan Love. In year three, if he stays healthy, the expectations should be the best quarterback in the NFC North and one of the best quarterbacks not only in the NFC, but in the NFL. Jordan Love, it is time to rise up and shine.
Who will have a better year? On Twitter at KBN ESPN. Jordan Love or Jared Goff?
I'm going to place my vote for Jordan Love. I think this is the year that Jordan Love does it. I mean, he's got the same system. Let's talk about Jordan Love first, right? Him and Matt LaFleur can be one of those combinations, not quite like Mahomes and Andy Reid, but they can be one of those, like, in discussion when it was LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, again, not to MVP level, but to be in the discussion of, oh, that's that head coach or offensive mind combination with the good quarterback that allows for it to be a dynamic duo. Quite honestly, Jared Goff and Ben Johnson, they were that combination the last couple of years. I do believe it's both. You can't necessarily be a great quarterback unless you have a good offensive mind behind you helping you lead the way. And now is the time that they do it. I think Jordan Love takes that step. I think Jared Goff stays the same, maybe slightly worse than he was last year, again, because Ben Johnson's exit. And I think, guys, I think Packer Nation is ready and waiting for Jordan Love to do that. I think he will do that this year. But it seems to me, when we casually poll KBN Nation and all the Packer fans out there, there's a contingent that's bought into Jordan Love. He's the franchise quarterback. He's the guy. I'd say we're all part of that contingent. There is a contingent out there that's not bought in. I don't think they believe in Jordan Love. I'm not sure. I think he's overhyped and overpaid.
You can make arguments for that.
And I think they need to be convinced, and it takes this year to do that, to think, okay, the franchise is in good hands with Jordan Love, and this will be the year that Jordan Love does that.
Well, but will people ever really truly be able to be convinced unless he's like Love or Rodgers or Favre?
Because he has to be that good?
No, I'm saying it's just because that's all Packer fans know.
Yeah, it's true.
I think Packers fans should understand. I want to be very clear. Jordan Love is a very good quarterback. If you look at his numbers and you watch him on the field, you know that you have a very good quarterback. We just unfortunately have standards are through the roof. They're unrealistic standards that we hold him to based off what we saw. But when I look at Jordan Love versus Jared Goff this year, I fully expect Jordan Love to have a better season than Jared Goff. Hell, 2 years ago, he basically had a better season than Jared Goff did. I know he threw for a little less yards, but he threw for more touchdown passes, and you saw the results from both teams were very good. Both very, very good results. But overall, Jordan Love, I think his trajectory is much higher, and I think in this season, in the 2025 NFL season, with the rushing attack the Green Bay Packers will have, the offensive line, we talked about Aaron Banks, it was was an underwhelming signing, right? We didn't get all excited about it, but when we look in football terms, you sign Aaron Banks because you're trying to make sure your quarterback has more time to throw the football. He is as upright as possible, and that's what the Green Bay Packers are trying to do. You add a Matthew Golden because you want to give your quarterback more weapons to throw the football to as well. So I think with everything built around Jordan Love, are going to build more sustainable success for Jordan Love. So I absolutely do believe it's a tall task, but I do believe Jordan Love has a better season than Jared Goff this year.
Can I give you guys a true or false question?
Yeah, why not, Bradley?
True or false?
I'm going to say no.
Jared Goff is a game manager. True or false? Quarterback.
I say true. He can elevate it. He can elevate, though. I mean, some of them guys are behind. He can elevate. But Jared.
I'd say we're going to. The man's been to a Super Bowl, and then he took the Lions franchise from the dead.
He was a Super Bowl as a game manager.
He was, but I don't. They limited. I have a hard time calling him a game manager with how efficient he is throwing the football.
When has Jared? Wait a minute.
I guess the term game manager.
It's a little bit of a slap in the face, but it's kind of a compliment.
But it also he kind of was. He was an exceptional game manager.
Because and the reason I ask, that's a good way to put it.
He was exceptional at it.
The way I ask, the reason why I ask, because if Jordan Love is not better than Jared Goff, and we sit back and say Jared Goff is a very good game manager, what does that make Jordan Love?
I mean,
this is a huge year for Jordan Love. Because we're going to find out, is he more of the guy that can elevate your team, or is he a guy that is an inconsistent, good quarterback that you obviously...
It flashes, but also flashes of pain.
There's this thing where you say, I know it when I see it. You know an elite quarterback when you see it. You know a quarterback that elevates his team and that you feel like, hey, this guy on this team is this damn good because of this quarterback. Not saying the Lions aren't this dang good because of Jared Goff. He contributes to that. But the offensive scheme, the weapons he has, they had two really good running backs. They had multiple good wide receivers. They had a good tight end.
Great offensive line.
Like they had all these
exceptional games.
If you put Jared Goff on a below average football team, is he able to elevate everybody around him? I don't believe that is true. And that's why you say he's a game manager. Exceptional game manager was a perfect term to say because he is an exceptional game manager. But when I look at Jordan Love, we just seen Jordan Love. It feels like he has something else in him and he's working with lesser weapons. That 9-8 season they had 2 years ago, I don't think Jared Goff is doing that. I know he's not doing that.
He ain't going to streak like that.
And so that's all I'm saying. There is a difference. There's a difference between a game manager with elite talent around him versus a game manager with average talent around him. That team ain't making the playoffs. And I think Jordan Love shows you that he elevates everybody's play around him. But I'm not taking shots at Jared Goff because he has proven he'd be a very good quarterback.
I love Jared Goff, but he's got a lot of things working for him. And we're going to find out with the loss of Ben Johnson if he is going to continue to be that exceptional quarterback for the Lions. For Jordan Love, I continue to, when you see something, you're going to hold on to it. We saw something different from him than anybody else of game managers when he was in 2023 at the back end of the season. He just was different. He was so different.
Yeah. He was a different breed.
He put this team
looked awesome.
And that's why I will keep saying
there has to be more optimism.
I know I said no more excuses, so there will be no more excuses, but I am going to be the one to beat this drum forever. Year two of Jordan Love as a starter was he had injuries. He was hurt. We argued back and forth. When he came back, I can tell that boy wasn't right. He couldn't move. He was limited. Matt LaFleur tried to tell y'all he's limited. On the floor, on the football field, we saw he was limited. So I'm absolutely not using last year to dictate that, I'm nervous about Jordan Love. If Jordan Love is healthy this year, this will be the measuring stick of how good he can be.
Robin Madison, 800-990-3776. You're up on the Carbliss Talking Text Line. Happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday.
Hey. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, to answer the question, I think that Jordan Love is going to have a much better year this year, and he's going to demonstrate the one thing that we haven't seen with him yet, and that is killer instinct. He's not shown us killer instinct yet. And by that I mean, he elevates, yes, and he enjoys winning. But he hasn't shown me that he enjoys destroying the other team.
I like a throw.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
Yeah. Brett Favre did it. Aaron Rodgers did it. And that's what we're used to. We're used to seeing that killer instinct. And I've only seen it once with Jordan. and that was that Cowboys game. He enjoyed killing those guys. And for some reason, he didn't have that last year. Maybe this year he will. But now the reason I called, and you guys are going to love this. I'm on Reddit, and I was going through the subreddits of the NFL teams, and I came across the Jaguars.
Hey!
Oh.
Former yeah, Brad Norton yeah, yeah. team.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. And they're giving away, well, for all intents and purposes, giving away $50. You send in $50, and they send you a jersey, a random jersey. And this subreddit, this Jaguar subreddit, contained all these people who were complaining about the jerseys they got. And one of them was like, oh, man, what am I going to do? $50, this sucks. Yeah. And one guy, apparently, further up, had gotten Maurice Jones-Drew. The subreddit says, yeah. The subredditor says, hey, man, quit complaining. I got MJD. Who'd you get? Brad Nortman?
Oh, yeah. Screenshot it.
Yes,
send that in.
They still remember you, bro.
How about that? They still
That's
remember
what matters, not the fact they don't want you. I mean, nobody wants a puncher's jersey.
I mean, I respect. I mean, you got some legend. You got Maurice Jones-Drew and Keenan McCardell.
But they remember you.
They remember me. I'll take that.
That's awesome.
Even if it's a butt of a joke, I'll take
happy
it.
Happy birthday,
weren't
Rob.
You a good Jaguar, though? You guys went to the AFC Championship game the second year you were there.
Yeah, but it's always kind of in... It's always in taste to make fun of specialists, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess
you want a punter's jersey?
No.
I would wear a Brad Nortman jersey.
No,
but just because you know Brad.
You want a Daniel Whalen jersey?
If I didn't, actually.
$50, you got a Daniel Whalen jersey.
You'd be pissed.
You'd be mad. You'd be like, man, I could have.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I got like a J.K. Scott jersey, I'd be pissed.
Oh, you say that now.
You didn't get Tucker Kraft. You didn't get, like, let's be honest. You could have got an offensive lineman's jersey and been happier than getting Daniel Whalen.
Yeah, because if you did this, you sent $50 to the Green Bay Packers, and they sent you a friend of the show, Tim Mastay jersey. Would you be stoked, or would you be like, man, of all the Packers I could have gotten?
Well, I could say that Super Bowl champion, Tim Mastay, you.
Adam and Madison, up on the Carbless Talking text line.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic. Great.
So, I wanted to weigh in on Love versus Goff. Where I stand is Jordan Love is the more talented quarterback, but Goff is the smarter quarterback. And that's kind of where that game manager thing comes in, because he will go through his progressions and he'll hit the open guy. Where sometimes Jordan will know or think someone's going to be open later, he'll hold on to it, go for the home run. Kind of what we all complained about Rodgers doing the last couple years of his career, but that's kind of where I stand on it.
I think that's fair, but there can be an evolution still, because he is heading into his third year and he was drafted on potential. He learned off the field. He showed progress in 2023, more than progress. He showed elite ability during an 8-game stretch and went through ups and downs last year and still had a top 5 QBR in the NFL. It's time to put that all together for Jordan Love. Cody chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. $50 for an authentic jersey is a steal, no matter what player it is.
I hear you. Especially if it's a Brad Nortman jersey.
Yeah. If I got a Jeff Janis jersey for $50, I wouldn't be happy. if I got a A.J. Dillon jersey, I wouldn't be happy. Mm. What about an Ahmad Carroll jersey for $50?
Oh, mm-mm.
Yeah. Ben's like, who? Yeah, Ben, just know Ahmad Carroll couldn't. He
Such
couldn't
a disappointment.
Geronimo Allison.
Yeah, exactly. We can go down a list of Marquez, Valdez.
Amari Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, there we go. It make sure, yeah, I mean, the number 8 for Amari, yeah.
Josiah DeGuara.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
You're hitting it.
I mean, that would just be... It's kind of a brilliant idea from the Jags, though.
It is.
Get some random
jersey.
That's
how you know your franchise is so terrible.
Oh, come on.
That you got to find ways
to
scheme to make money.
That you get a Brad Norman jersey.
You got to scheme ways to make money. Hey, what's the mystery jersey again?
Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. In order for Love to be successful... Somebody needs to step up in that wide receiver room. Who is more important to the success of Jordan Love? Matthew Golden or Jaden Reed? We'll hit on that with you, KBN Nation, next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You should be happy Pac-Man Jones has had this on his headphones, or he definitely would have pulled it up on you.
I think Pac-Man's lucky I didn't have this on my headphones.
Oh, are you right?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Like this. Like this.
a better year next year, Jordan Love or Jared Goff? Can make an argument for both, but I will go with Jordan Love with the unknown of what Goff will be without Ben Johnson. George in Milwaukee, you're on Kyle Bruston-Ortman on the Carbless Talk and Text line. What do you got, Georgie?
Hey, how you doing? So I wanted to say this first. Jordan Love, they keep talking about how you had a down year, how they're expecting him to do better. He's pretty much stayed where he was at, and he couldn't go any higher due to injury. Also, his QBR was a 0.6 higher than the year that everybody said, oh, my goodness, he was outstanding. It's funny to me that they talk about injuries. If you guys are on the air talking, I guarantee you're not talking with a major migraine headache. The type of job you guys do, if you got a throbbing headache, you're not going to be able to do it. It's not easy to play through injury when it's a football. And to me, he overachieves that. The most important position as far as making sure he's successful is LaFleur, the play caller, the ones who's calling the play. Jordan Love can't make those receivers catch the ball. All he can do is throw it. When you see him pressing because he's trying to make something happen and the receivers keep dropping the ball, any quarterback at that point, I got to do something. I got to make something happen. So you might throw a pass that you shouldn't throw. You might do something that you shouldn't do. But when I'm looking at his stats, okay, he's 1,000 yards less than what he was last year. His QBR is 0.6 higher. He was playing with an injury. He didn't make any excuses. It's just the Jordan Love hate is ridiculous to me. The dude is going to have a good year as long as he can stay upright, have a healthy line, and his receivers catch, and Matt LaFleur makes the right play calls in the right moments. Because LaFleur can be a choker in certain situations because he's got to be held accountable as well.
George, phenomenal energy.
That's a good phone call.
I disagree with one thing. This is the toughest radio show known to man. No migraine is stopping me from showing up unless I'm concussed.
Yeah.
Concussions.
He's right, I was concussed and I missed the show.
Vacations. Split lips.
Yeah,
I haven't missed for split lips.
You did not miss for a split lip.
Yeah, you did talk through a split
Neither
lip.
Neither time?
You were risking your stitches.
Good for you. God, you are tough. You know what? George is right. We're tough.
No, he's not tough because he was sick one time when he went to the coffee shop to work and he didn't come in to work for us.
That's because I didn't want to spread it to you.
Was
that the hand, foot, and mouth week?
Oh, it might have been.
You've been plagued with a lot.
Hand, foot, and mouth.
Yeah, that is crazy.
You do have a lot.
That's something you read about in the headlines.
Regardless, I think George brings up some good points about Jordan Love last year. It's probably just because he looked so damn good at the end of last year that your expectations were probably just a little bit higher. And the injuries did derail probably the momentum that he could have grew with. He did make some decisions last year that turned some heads. There's pick six that you're like, huh? What? We got to eliminate that.
Well,
wasn't that the one when you were hurt and couldn't move?
Get in the way of decision-making. You should have just taken a sack, maybe,
when you're
or
a young quarterback,
throw the ball away.
We got to understand. Jordan,
part of it is a learning process. Yeah, but he's young.
No, he's not young. He's inexperienced in the fact that we're talking about last year when that happened. I think, was that the Detroit game he did that in the first half? I mean, you're talking about less than 30 games into his career, and he was pressing. He was trying to play through injury. There's things that you have to learn how to go through, right? Like, Jordan Love has to have the room and the time to be able to learn how to play through injury. He has to have the time to learn, like we saw last year, I have to be a better decision maker. And that's why you only saw him throw one interception down the stretch after the bye week, which was a bad throw and not a bad decision. And so overall, you just got to let him take his bumps and his lumps. But at this point now, it's time to take off, J-Love.
Well, that's the thing, is I believe that everything he has been through from year one to year two is a perfect calculation as to why he can be consistently good to great for an entire season. I'll take this to the experience that I have and something that I do talk about and will talk about at a live event at Madison, the Orpheum, for Made and Believe about the 2015 Final Four team. In 2014, when I played for the Wisconsin Badgers, we went 16-0 to start the season.
Cool.
We lost 5 of 6 in Big Ten play. We won 8 in a row, got knocked in the Big Ten tourney semis, and made a comeback against Oregon that propelled us to having an opportunity to go play in the Final Four. Everyone that was a part of that team went through the ups, went through the downs with where they were in their careers. They were their juniors or freshmen or like they had been through experiences that led to them having a culmination of 2015, having everything under their belt to have as much success as possible in that 2015 season. For Jordan Love, you had a botched fumble in week two, which we've never seen before.
Atlanta.
And in that same season, the last 10 games of the year, he was the darling of the NFL. To go from the darling of the NFL to have an injury-riddled season, but to be good, not great, not be the focal point of why the team won 11 games, like he was the focal point of why they won as many games that they did when they were 3-6. I love that he has experienced so many different things and still had found a way to for the team to be successful, but not as successful as people want the team to be. So I don't think you can ask for anything more in for 2 years. It's the perfect amount of things to have had happen, but also to see success. And if you can put it all together with the money you're being paid and the potential that you have with the offensive line and the head coach that you have, there should be an end result this year that shows why he is that $50 million man.
I mean, I couldn't say it much better, Ben. That was really good. Because when you look at even early Favre and even early Rodgers, it wasn't all roses in their first couple of years. There was challenges. There were early NFL player mistakes that they made. The thing is, we've seen it with Jordan Love. We have seen stretches of brilliance that few quarterbacks currently playing in the league can do, and we've seen stretches of pain, of poor decision-making, of injury. So now if he comes back, third-year starting quarterback under Matt LaFleur, assuming he's healthy, he has seen a lot of the things that can plague quarterbacks, and he's experienced them. So now it's time to learn from them and put your talent on display consistently, because we've all know it's there, and we've seen it.
I do agree with George, the caller, though. There is a burden that Matt LaFleur has to make sure that Jordan Love
and receivers
elevates him, right? And that's what his task is. Because if Jordan Love has a down year, yes, we're going to be hard on Jordan Love. But also, we do need to look at Matt LaFleur, because Matt LaFleur, this offense has potential. We've seen what it was last year, top 10 scoring offense. Now, how do we take that next step for it to be more consistent? That falls on Matt LaFleur.
Guys, the king of the next step, I tell you.
I said next step. I said consistent, too.
The next step in Brad Norton's life is to go home and enjoy his Thursday.
I did. It's a thirsty Thursday, so you know I'm opening up the Norton fridge and cracking open a Carbliss. And guys, I'm not going to lie. I went to the grocery store.
I love that we don't use an actual sounder. He does his own.
Yeah.
He's good at it, though.
I love cracking open a Carbliss. And guys, I went a little bit out of hand when I went to the grocery store. If that's even possible with Carbliss, I picked up the classic cocktails. I picked up the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack, the Mango 4-Pack, the watermelon 4-pack. First time I saw a watermelon 4-pack in stores, it was outstanding. And of course, I picked me up a margarita as well. It's Memorial Day weekend coming up, and you got to celebrate with Carbliss. And KBN Nation, you know, there's no sugar, no carbs, and no gluten. It's all flavor. Less carbonation, that means less bloat. And the flavor is off the charts. So enjoy a Carbliss this weekend. And while you're at the grocery store like me, click on that QR code and be able to insert your opportunity to win a sweet night at the ballpark, brought to you by Carbliss, to go to a Brewer game. All on them. A sweet, tickets, drinks, all of it on them. And make sure you scan that QR code to go ahead and do that. Kyle Wallace, you have something to say?
Well, Brad, what's funny, y'all know I'm going to Las Vegas today.
They yes, asked, sir.
What do we want to drink? People said different things they wanted. They said, hey, this is somebody who I don't even know, I don't have their name saved. They said, whatever we do, can we make sure we have Carbliss?
Oh, my man.
No lie. So your boy will be celebrating Memorial Day weekend in Vegas drinking some Carbliss.
Oh, now that is a treat for you, Kyle Wallace. This is more with Carbliss.
I love when Strofe does this, because I don't know when to get excited or not. But he cooked today, folks. Strofe cooked on Becoming Relevant. He cooked. We're cooking with gas. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I put my card in. I pump. When it clicks, I pull it out. I put it away, and I move on to my own. That's
what she said. Thank you. Thanks so much, Ulti.
She pumps and moves on with her life.
Take it out, put it in, moves
That's
on.
That's what she
line.
Said.
Come on, Kyle. Keep up. That's Packers Hall of Famer. That was one of my better ones, and he's confused.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Brustin-Norman hanging out with you, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. The Carbliss talking text line list is more. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strophy running the show. Speaking of Strophy, he cooked, apparently.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Strophe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
I cooked. We'll get to it. But before we get to that, front page of ESPN.com. Behind the scenes with the NBA's most important job. Brad Nortman, what do you think that is?
Oh,
NBA's most important job.
NBA's most important job. Scoreboard.
Ben Bruss, what's the most important job in the NBA?
What do you mean scoreboard?
Operating the scoreboard.
Yeah, like
scoreboard
three
operator.
Points. Yeah, someone's got to do it. It's important.
The most important job at the NBA is to get people to watch.
The NBA's most important job. It is literally a job, Kyle. What is it?
Scheduling.
How about the floor cleaners?
Oh.
The moppers?
Like the guys underneath the hoop?
Yeah, the dudes
so
with the mop.
So it's the NBA, not the NBA. Like NBA teams, not like the brand.
NBA's most important job, they define that as the floor cleaners. You can read a really fun piece by Ryan Hawkinsmith there. But Kyle, I was actually thinking, I think you would be really good at that.
Really?
Like,
how much do they
think
pay?
About how much energy you bring to it. A lot of money, actually.
Really? How much?
Like under 100,000, but more than 50,000.
For 82 games?
Yeah.
And you just hang out, watch
minute,
the game,
Tom,
and go
wait
scrub
minute,
a floor?
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. They work nights. They work nights and weekends.
Wait, over to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex.
That's actually fascinating.
Well, it's a lot of clicks.
I'm Vince Vitrano. Breaking news from ESPN Milwaukee. The office nose picker, frequently referred to on Kyle Brustin Nortman, has been caught.
Somebody just openly picks their nose at their desk. That's crazy behavior, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Ben Brust, former college basketball star, current on-air host, caught with his finger near his brain Thursday morning. Witnesses suggest it was a sight to behold. ESPN Milwaukee content director Brian D.
I was having a meeting with Strofe and Ashton Rotman, and for some reason, we all looked at him simultaneously, and he just had the finger right up.
We also spoke with Milwaukee executive producer for ESPN, Ashton Rotman.
Saw his finger in his nose, which really shouldn't be that shocking, considering that he lies about so many things on the air, that this is another thing that he lied about on the air. The worst part was when he stuck his finger back in his mouth after that, but I don't know if we need to talk about it.
While we can confirm Brust was indeed digging for gold, authorities are still searching for where the suspect placed that evidence.
I'm surprised you didn't want to know where I put my boogers after I picked.
Several questions remain outstanding. Will Brust change his ways or continue to be a disgusting hypocrite?
My money's on the latter.
That's crazy behavior, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. From the KBN Sports Desk, I'm Vince Vitrano.
Wow.
You picked your nose.
You set me up. This sly devil says, hey. I'm going to do Become Irrelevant. And then when we do Become Irrelevant, I'm going to throw a fake story out there. Is this ball boy or story even true?
No, that's real.
It is.
It's on the front page of ESPN.com.
And you said, cut them off and send it to me. I got something.
Brilliant. The best
Bravo.
One yet.
Bravo.
The best
Becoming
one
Relevant,
yet.
Ending with a bang.
Real quick, though. And we will have the funeral procession. Kyle's going to miss it tomorrow for Becoming Relevant. Tomorrow will be the final day we do Becoming Relevant. Quick announcement to KBN Nation. We've got some new stuff in the works that'll appear Monday. Or Tuesday, rather. So, Benny, 3 weeks ago today, we spent Becoming Relevant talking about the office nose picker.
We did?
Yeah, I talked about how a friend of mine said that somebody openly picks their nose at
we
their desk.
Did.
And that's the clips you heard. You saying, yeah, that's unacceptable. And then we later found out your very strange habits at home when you pick your nose. But yesterday, we caught you flat out picking your nose right at your desk, surrounded by other people.
Why did you guys look at me at the perfect time? Like, my desk feels like a safe space.
Ooh, it ain't.
Yeah, but it's not. You're surrounded by people. We work in a large office.
It was a good boogie, too.
Oh!
So, you heard
Did you eat it?
No, I didn't eat it. Now, as somebody who's a journalist, Vince Vitrano of 620 WTMJ, you're supposed to get all the facts. I wiped it on my hand. I did not eat it.
Oh, why you wipe it? Well,
he didn't say you ate it. He said authorities don't know what you do with the evidence.
I thought somebody said I put my finger in my
mouth.
Said
it shortly after.
It's because you did. Ashton said that, and you did. I was there.
It was probably a different finger.
Or was it?
Oh, Same hand?
The fact that he was uncertain whether or not it was a different finger is concerning.
Bid. I don't care. Who cares? Honestly, I don't do this.
No, don't deflate. Yes, you do. You do. You dig for gold in your nose. And there's nothing there.
No. I'm talking about, like, eating your boogers. I can't make a case for that.
But you touch things. Did he wash his hands?
Not as far as I'm aware. He just sat at his desk. He put his head down for about 3 minutes, and then he got up, and his face was as red as the ESPN logo behind him.
I did see him walking out of the office after he obviously went to you guys to laugh about the fact he
Why are you looking at me? Just leave me alone.
But you're in public.
Is there more?
I'm Vince Vitrano. Breaking news from ESPN Milwaukee. The office nose picker, frequently referred to on Kyle Brust and Nortman, has been caught.
Somebody just openly picks their nose at their desk. That's crazy behavior, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Ben Brust, former college basketball star, current on-air host, caught with his finger near his brain Thursday morning. Witnesses suggest it was a sight to behold. ESPN Milwaukee content director Brian D.
I was having a meeting with Stroff and Ashton Rotman, and for some reason, we all looked at him simultaneously, and he just had the finger right up.
We also spoke with Milwaukee executive producer for ESPN, Ashton Rotman.
Saw his finger in his nose, which really shouldn't be that shocking, considering that he lies about so many things on the air, that this is another thing that he lied about
on the
air. The worst part was when he stuck his finger back in his mouth after that, but I don't know if we need to talk about it.
While we can confirm Brust was indeed digging for gold, authorities are still searching for where the suspect placed that evidence.
I'm surprised you didn't want to know where I put my boogers after I
Several questions remain outstanding. Will Brust change his ways or continue to be a disgusting hypocrite?
My money's on the latter.
That's crazy behavior, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
From the KBN Sports Desk, I'm Vince Vitrano.
Wow. I have a bad feeling that I'm not going to change my ways.
That's a hit piece right there.
It is, but
I feel like Brett Favre!
Yeah, and you said the fall of Brust.
Hey,
he talked bad about people.
Just like Brett Favre. It ain't a hit piece if it's true.
Yeah. I hope you guys know.
I just want to pick my nose right now in front of you guys.
So wait,
please don't.
You put your booger on your
hand. Don't do it in front of KBN Nation. They don't need to see that. They don't need to hear that.
I just don't think I have any good boogies.
Are you calling boogies?
Yeah, because he's childish.
Got a little booger
boogies.
There.
Boogies.
Oh, come on, man. This is not a good HR. He picking his nose.
Kyle, don't go to HR.
That's disgusting. Be a decent human being.
Stroff, how much money if I
pick my nose and wipe it on Kyle? Well.
Kyle is utterly trapped in this studio.
Let me tell you something. I know how to find all files. So even if Stroff deleted the file, I know where to get the file from. And I will be sending that file to HR. And I may have a longer vacation, a paid vacation. I'll use some vacation days.
If you put
a damn booger on me, that's assault.
Is it assault?
Hell yeah.
Is that assault?
That is assault.
I think that is technically
bodily fluid? Boogies?
Is it bodily fluid?
It's hard and bodily fluid.
Hard and bodily.
Bodily fluid. Yeah. Don't try me.
Who doesn't
love
stinky picking a good boogie?
Stinky best.
I mean, I'll
sometimes
pick
it obstructs. You got to get it out of there. But
Diana McGuanago, what do you got? Probably nothing good.
I really want to. So what did you do with the evidence?
Ooh, Diane.
He ate it.
I didn't eat it. I don't know where the evidence is.
Oh, it's on the floor. This is why shared desks were a terrible idea, because we have sick individuals like Ben Brust who work in this day.
I think I'm going to sit next to Kyle.
No, you can't. I already got a desk mate.
Hey, Ben. Ben.
Yes?
Why are you actually picking your nose? At work.
Oh, Diana, don't act like you're perfect. You probably pick your nose. Like, I mean, come on.
Not at work. Not at work.
All right.
Hey,
Diana's buried you.
All right. I know that, all right. That's all right. Dang it, I hear you.
All right.
I get it. That
was me when we were putting together the outdoor furniture in the living room. All right. We're not all right.
That is definitely a male all right.
We've all said it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You guys have made the point.
She got you with that one. She did.
Is this the time where I'm supposed to give away pizza? No, because
I did this last week.
All right. 800-990-3776.
He's so flustered. And you want to know the best part? Our boss, Greg Scalzo, scheduled to appear in less than 45 minutes. And we're going to play that for him.
Oh, poor guy.
It's over under coming up next. One of my favorite segments.
Oh, you're not going to like this week's.
Oh, great. That's leading the witness to caller number 8 who gets to decide over or under.
I'm not saying you're not going to win. I'm just saying you're not going to like it.
Caller number 14 will get stuck on the other side. Over under, you get 15 questions in 90 seconds. Caller 8, you get to choose. Caller 14, you're stuck on the other side. Winner will win something. I don't know what it is. Strofe, what is it?
Boogie Ben.
Boogie Ben.
800-990-3776. 800-990-ESPN. Caller 8, caller 14 for over under. Tell us about AmFam Championship.
Oh, yes, Boogie Ben. I can tell you about the great AmFam Championship.
All right.
Listen up, KBN Nation, the American Family Insurance Championship, it returns to Madison with two new exciting changes this year. Wisconsin's own Steve Stricker hosts his PGA Tour Champions event June 6th through the 8th at his new golf home, TPC Wisconsin. The AmFam Champ also debuts a new team competition this year. Two-person teams will compete in best ball and scramble format. The American Family Insurance Championship is June 6th through the 8th. We will be broadcasting live from there. Kyle Bruston-Nortman, 2-5 on June 6th. Get details and ticket information at amfamchampionship.com. And I can tell Ben is pressed. He's embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm just annoyed.
Boogie Ben. Boogie Ben.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Oh, wow.
Is
it north?
Spread Eagle is way north. Way north.
Man, stop. You're doing the thing where you don't know what you're doing.
No, it is, though.
We don't know where up north is.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Boogie Ben, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman here with you. Alex Strofe running the show. Did a hit piece on me picking my nose the other day at work. Although they say it's not a hit piece if it's true. 800-990-ESPN is the Carbless Talking text line. Listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app and see our beautiful faces when Strofe turns us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Excuse me. Time now.
Wow.
Now you're yawning, Ben.
Burpee Ben. That was Burpee Ben.
Boogies
sorry, guys.
And burps.
Time now for one of my favorite games.
Are you going to burp again?
Over under. We can get some water.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for Over Under on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I need a confidence builder here.
Well, you better do well. We'll get to that in a moment. Over under today, caller 8, Chris in New Berlin. He not a believer today. He is on the under. Caller 14, Ben in Grafton, first-time contestant. He is on the over. Yesterday, the NBA MVP award announced. Fellas, you got to go perfect today. I am looking for the last 10 NBA MVPs, last 10 individuals to win the NBA MVP. The over-under is set at 9.5. Who is our final answer?
Perfect?
Got to go perfect. I think you can do it.
I don't know.
Who's our final answer as you keep stalling?
Kyle, you want to be it?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Last 10 individuals to win the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award. Your time starts in 3,
start
2,
from
1.
SGA.
Yep.
SGA, final answer.
That is correct. He won it this year.
Jokic.
Jokic, final answer.
He's won it 3 times, most recently last year.
Embiid, correct? Joel won it.
He was yes.
Client. Joel Embiid, final answer.
Yeah, he's number 3 on this list. Won it a few years ago, 22-23.
Yanni.
And then Giannis.
Yanni.
Giannis is number 4 on this list. Won it back-to-back years.
I believe that's all of them in a row recently, then.
KD won it as well.
Yep.
Final answer.
KD is 8th on this list. He won it in 2013-14.
Did Russell Wilson?
Russell
Westbrook, final answer.
He is 6th on this list. 16-17 is the year he won.
Yeah, I just want to say LeBron James.
I don't know if he did during that time.
During the time period.
Yeah, because he was.
Because we know 2013-2014 is 8th, so it's not much further than that back. Unless, did he win it with the Heat?
Yes.
He did. I feel like he did win one.
Yes.
All right, well, if you don't feel confident, do we feel confident?
Put him on the side because it's a later
one. Did
we say Giannis?
We said
Giannis. We said
Giannis. Okay. When did Derrick Rose win his?
Way before that. 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
LeBron. What about Harden?
James Harden did win one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Harden
it would did be in that.
He won
in that
one
too.
in Houston. Harden, final answer.
Yeah, he's number five. So you're missing 7, 9, and 10 right now.
Dang.
AD you've got one through one. 6 and 8.
AD didn't win one.
7, 9, and 10. And KD was 8. So who was before and after him and then before that? It's like 20.
I had all three 2012 Thunder players on there.
Yes, you do.
How about
Thunder up?
Let's try. We should try LeBron.
Yeah,
because right? we're thinking about great names and great players inside
so
of there.
So he's got to be 10 or
because Kawhi or 9. Has never won an MVP.
Only Finals, I believe.
Kawhi hasn't won an MVP. Paul George hasn't won an MVP.
Steph Curry.
Goodness gracious, Steph Curry. Final answer.
Yeah, Steph is 7th on this list. He won it back to back years between Durant and Westbrook.
Okay, so we've got
1 minute.
2012 to 2013 one right before KD and the one before him then.
You're missing 9 and 10. That's correct.
Yep. So LeBron is one that we have that's potentially.
I feel good about LeBron. And when did Steve Nash and Kobe win theirs?
Before.
So I guess
so this is like 2011,
D-Wade,
2012.
No. Like he would have been before that if he had one.
I suppose LeBron has to be one of those.
Just put LeBron out there so we get
LeBron
right?
James, yeah. Final answer.
Okay. That is correct. He's number 9 on this
seconds.
List. He's won it 4 times.
What
he won it back-to-back years, 11, 12, and 12, 13, which is what gets him on this list.
Oh, so 2020, 2009.
There's D-Rose.
2009 to 10.
It's D-Rose.
Derek
D-Rose.
Rose.
Oh,
let's go, buddy. Boom, 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 boom.
Perfecto.
Told you you could do it. Nice and done.
It was fun. I like the high stakes. If you can't get one
yeah, that
wrong.
Was fun.
That was fun.
That was electric. Nicely done, fellas. I thought you would get it, but I originally had the line
at
8.5.
What were some names that you thought we would throw out?
That's why I went perfect, because the only name I think you could have thrown out was Kobe or Dirk.
Mm.
Dirk was, yeah, Dirk would have been, what, 08?
I think he was 11th on the list, because LeBron won it twice before D-Rose.
Damn. Yeah, we good.
That was
and
fun.
By the way, 2010 is 15 years ago.
Dude, yeah, that's crazy. Unreal.
It feels like yesterday when you think about it, like putting yourself in these places, like... Think about how far back LeBron. That's how far back it was for LeBron. What was the year? 13?
He last won it in 12-13, 12 years
13.
Ago. Yeah, 12 years
ago. Wow. That is crazy.
You know, I throw my pin and I lose it.
I got
you do
extra,
throw
I
your
got
pen.
An extra for you.
I'll find it.
How about giving away pizza now?
Celebration.
Do what you want to do. Let's celebrate.
All right, let's celebrate by giving away some free pizza on a Frozen Pizza Thursday, even though Frozen Pizza Friday will be alive and well. At the Brust household, it is still BOGO of Connie's Original Thin at Pick and Save and Metro Market for 2 weeks. And that ends the 27th. So with Connie's Frozen Pizza, you can enjoy pizzeria quality without those pizzeria prices, especially when you buy one and get one of Connie's at Metro Market at Pick and Save. Let's go caller number 10. For us getting 10 out of 10 in over-under for you to win your Palermo's prize pack. 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talking text line where Ben chimed in. Never had to worry. Nice work, boys. We got you, Ben. And caller 10, you're going to win your Palermo's pizza prize pack at 800-990-3776. We're back in 2 minutes. We got Jason Wilde, Greg Scalzo, a whole lot to get to. Don't go anywhere.